The Buddha first cultivated a mind concerned for the welfare of other sentient beings, then enhanced it, and finally perfected it. This is how he actualized all the wonderful qualities of a Buddha. Therefore, we should realize that here and now we have found this precious human life endowed with excellent qualities, and we are free to engage in spiritual practice. In our spiritual endeavor, the most profound practice is the practice of compassion and the altruistic wish to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. There is no better practice than this. Therefore, all of us, including the Lama, should endeavor to cultivate a compassionate mind in our daily life. If each of us, from the depth of our hearts, were to cultivate a mind wishing to benefit other people and other sentient beings, then we would gain a strong sense of confidence, and that would put our minds at ease. When we have that kind of calmness within our minds, even if the whole external environment appears to turn against us and become hostile, it will not disturb our mental calm. On the other hand, if our minds are agitated and disturbed, and we harbor ill will toward other sentient beings, even though they have no harmful intention toward us, our own attitude will make us see everyone as harsh and negative toward us.